You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is devastate. D-E-V-A-S-T-A-T-E. If something devastates a place, it damages the place very badly or destroys it totally.
毁灭、破坏、使荒芜。这个词既可以用在人身上，也可以用在破坏一个地方、一个区域上。
Here is an example. He was devastated by his grave when his son died.
他因为儿子的去世伤心欲绝。
今天我们要讲的这个 devastate 的人呢，是一个想要跟女朋友求婚的男孩。His name is Pika. When Pika planned on proposing to his girlfriend Kyla, I bet he didn't imagine it going like this.
Pika 准备向自己心爱的人求婚，于是要求他去他们最喜欢的一家餐厅。
He planned to pop the question at their favorite restaurant, which is right by the water. When he got down on one knee on the dock and opened the ring box, the worst possible thing happened. The ring fell out and sunk into the ocean.
鼓足勇气单膝下跪之后，刚把戒指从盒子里面拿出来，万万没想到，戒指跳出盒子，一个优雅的转身落入大海了。当时新娘就愣住了，她说
I covered my face and began to cry because I knew my boyfriend was devastated. He did not even get to say anything to me before the ring fell into the ocean.
这个准新郎当时估计也是万念俱灰，万劫不复，万分丢脸，万万没想到啊。
But 就在此时 their friends and strangers all jumped into the water with their clothes on and searched for the ring in the ocean.
戒指找了一个小时左右
The ring was finally recovered by a man named Kyle.
戒指找回来了，婚还得求啊。
Pika reassumed his kneeling position and proposed. And of course, the girl said yes.
事后周围的人都非常非常开心。Pika 也说
They were amazing and were so grateful to have their help that night.
话说，这小伙子求个婚也是不容易啊。顺便插一句，各位男同学要向皮卡学习哦，结婚之前一定要求婚，哪怕戒指掉进海里也要捞出来接着求。就像 Meghan Trainor 歌里唱的
Dear future husband, just be a classy guy.
Okay, I will try.
Dear future husband, just be a classy guy. Buy me a ring, buy me a ring. You gotta know how to treat me like a lady.Even when I'm acting crazy, tell me everything's alright.
Okay, talk to you next time.